This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We're ever so grateful because it was Him that woke us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was the hand of God that woke us up, and we are grateful for that in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, just to thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done thus far and everything that you will do. Thank you, Father God, as we get close to closing the end of 2019. We are grateful, precious Father, because we're still here in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. Well, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, let him come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Tebow coming to you in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of John, St. John, the third chapter, and we're going to start with verse 16, 17, and 18. Hallelujah, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And also in the book of Isaiah, book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, hallelujah. Come in agreement with me today as we bring forth the word. Today we're going to be talking about Jesus is the reason for every season. Jesus is the reason for every season. Hallelujah. Jesus is the God-man before time began. Christ existed with his heavenly Father. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, hidden in Egypt. Raised in Nazareth, baptized in the River Jordan. He was tempted in the wilderness by the devil. Jesus performed miracles on the wayside, on the roadside. He healed sick folks without medicine and conquered everything that came up against him. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the center to our Christmas celebration. Yes. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. again in the book of John, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 18. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Yes, we're talking about Jesus, the Son of God, the author and finisher of our faith. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Jesus, he is the reason for every season. God's Son Jesus, again, came here on this planet Earth in human form so that we might understand from where we have come. We have come, and for what reason why we were separated from God, and how we could be restored to God. Again, John 3:16 sums it up. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." It's good to know, brothers and sisters, that God is a good God. And he is a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. As we celebrate this Christmas season, always keep in mind that Jesus is the reason for every season. Christmas is not about empty promises of material gifts. Christmas is not about a fulfilled promise. Christmas is not about gimmicks, trinkets. No, Christmas is about a fulfilled promise of a restored relationship between God and mankind. Yes, because of this, we can say, "Have a Merry Christmas, everyone," not just a happy holiday. Jesus, he is the reason for every season. As we are nearing here today, celebrating Christmas Eve, on the verge of celebrating Christmas Day, we see the decorations going up. There are people madly shopping, last-minute shoppers for gifts, the hustles and bustles of the Christmas season. Now is the time to stop and reflect just why we really celebrate this time. As Christians, believers of Christ, we are the only ones who know the real meaning of Christmas and why it is a time of celebration and what that celebration means to all who will believe. If there were no Jesus, there would be no Christmas. I'm going to say that again. For those that, hallelujah, we may not understand why. If there were no Jesus, there would be no Christmas. As you see the many slogans being pondered around you, take time every day to explain the real meaning of what it is being said: peace on earth and goodwill to men, joy to the world. Yes, indeed, the hour that we are living in, we need peace to be manifested. Jesus is the reason for the every season. As you and I prepare our gifts, our gift list, be sure to make the first gift for everyone on your list the freedom, the free gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you ponder on the who, the one who is the reason for the season, make sure that you know who he is. Yes, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, it was Jesus that he's the trailblazer of Christianity. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings to every believer of Christ. He is the one that we accept as Lord and Savior of our lives. Jesus is the reason for every season. Again, people of God, Christmas is a very special holiday. It is not about the presents that we receive. It is not about the cookies made for Santa. It is not about the Christmas lights in everyone's front yard. No, while all those things are fun and enjoyable, Christmas is so much more than that. It is about Jesus, and that should come first before anything else. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that's listening and will be listening, the Advent season is designed to narrow our focus on the interest, the opening of the Son of God, Jesus, coming into the world, our world, both past and present. You see, the Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 8, the latter part of the verse says, "For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, the enemy of our soul." Again, we can make Christmas about all kinds of things. But if we neglect the foundation, that foundation, the season become pointless. If we neglect the primary reason for Christ's arrival, then we miss it. And Christ, Jesus, is not the reason for the season, for every season. But as believers of Christ, we know that Jesus, he is the reason for every season. He is the author and finisher of our faith. See, the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief, hallelujah, we thank God to Jesus.
Oh!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Christ, our Savior, is born. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, tonight we are talking about Jesus is the reason for every season. Again, in John 10, verse 10, the word of God reads, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Everything the devil does, the thoughts he put in our head, the temptation he put in our path, the messengers in which he harassed our society, everything Satan does is to steal, kill, and to destroy. He promised a lot, but his main goal is to take humanity down. You see, Satan wants us, as believers of Christ, to believe that we can compromise and still follow Christ effectively. If he can't get you into hell, he wants to make you a weak, miserable, powerless, ignorant Christian on your way to heaven. I'm going to say that again for those that need to hear it again. Satan wants us, as believers of Christ, to believe that we can compromise and still follow Christ effectively. If he can't get you on your way into hell, he wants to make you a weak, miserable, powerless, ignorant Christian on your way to heaven. My God, that's an eye-opener right there. Believers of Christ, remember, in our Christian faith, what Jesus accomplished on the cross for us, sometimes when we get discouraged, we need to search the scriptures. Find a scripture that you can meditate on and let it go from your head deep down to the depths of your heart. Meditate on the word and let the word become part of you. You see, Jesus is the reason for every season. What Jesus did, he secured for us our atonement and forgiveness and pardon of sin. Our debt for sin was paid in full because of Jesus. Our adoption as sons and daughters of God was accomplished. Our spiritual birth, regeneration, was done, as well as our justification, declaring us not guilty before an almighty God. Our regeneration, our new birth, life begun. Our victory over death was accomplished because of Jesus' victory over death, staying in the grave, and all that falls underneath the category of our redemption. I don't know about y'all, amen, but that's something to be excited about. Jesus, he is the reason for every season. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in 1 John 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. But he that practices sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus is the reason for every season. The question that I may ask this night, here is, under what authority do you as a person live on a spiritual basis under God's authority or under the devil, Satan's authority. If you don't like the word authority, then my question is, who is your father spiritually? Who is it? Isn't God the father of light and life? Or is it the devil, the father of lies and death? Really something for you to consider, each and every one of us. Remember, we all have to stand before God one day. Bible says it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Yes, there is life after this life here on earth. The only way for you to be owned by God and be under his authority and to have him as your father is through, is only through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the author and finisher of our faith. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He has extended grace and mercy upon each and every one of us. Time is wrapping up. There, at this time, we have to reflect on how good God been to us. Even in our fallen state, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who died in our place, took upon himself the sins of the world. I thank God tonight because Jesus is the reason for every season. See, in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 23 and 24, it says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Jesus is the reason for every season. If we are not under Christ, we are slaves, and slaves can't go free. They must be freed. They must be redeemed. They must be purchased, paid for in full. And that's exactly what Jesus meant when he said, when he was on the cross, "It is finished." You see, every legal right the devil had, every debt we owe is paid. It is paid in full through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God met his own requirements for redemption by paying the price himself. Remember, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening and those that will be listening later, Jesus is the reason for every season. Every season that we are living in. Yes, again, we can relate to what Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 says. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, because your word did not return to you, Lord. We thank you, precious Father, for the word that went forth. We thank you for looking over your word to perform it in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful that the anointing will draw people to you, bring them to the foot of the cross. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, that don't know Jesus. Hear to me. Well, during this Christmas season, what would be a great deal for you to come to the place of surrendering your life, total and complete, to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? You see, it was Jesus who went to Calvary. He was the one that took upon himself the sins of the world. He is the one who had the place of crown of thorns on his head. He is the one that they whipped him with the cat of nine tails. He is the one that they plucked his beard, brought him to judgment hall, brought him before Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate questioned him. He didn't say a mumbling word. Pontius Pilate washed his hands. And he told the people, "I see no fault in this man. What shall I do with him?" And everyone said, "Crucify him. Crucify him." Jesus, they placed an old rugged cross on his shoulders. He drug it from the judgment hall all the way to Calvary's Hill. They nailed him to that cross, drove stakes into the palm of his hand, into the ankle of his feet. They lifted him high. They stretched him wide. Jesus, while on that cross, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." They pierced him in his side, and water and blood came trembling down. When the water and the blood hit the ground, the thundering started roaring. The lightning started flashing. The dead came out of the grave, started walking around in the land of the living. Jesus, after they took him off that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb, after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. Jesus taught his disciples. Then he told them, I'm ascended up, and I'm coming back again. Jesus, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Is there one underneath the sound of my voice that what we're saying today, Jesus is risen every season? Consider him the altar and finish of our faith. Consider him the one that became the ultimate sacrifice for us, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Ma'am, sir, boy or girl, consider him during this Christmas season. Jesus is the reason for every season. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, I'm ever so grateful and thankful for everyone that heard this message and will be hearing it again. Let the Holy Spirit of God bring it back to their remembrance. Oh, precious Father, I'm asking you just to extend grace, mercy, and love upon us. We need you like we never like you were before. We need your grace, your mercy, and love to be extended on a daily basis. Thank you, Father God, for surrounding us with your divine protection, your divine healing here tonight. Thank you, Father God, for extending grace, mercy, and love, because we know where sin abounds. The grace of God abounds even more. Touch our loved ones wherever they may be. Extend grace and mercy upon them. Build a hedge of protection around them this day and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over us. Crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Over the vehicles that we'll be driving. Over our houses. Over everything that you have blessed us with. Father God, we pray for our family, our friends, our neighbors, all those that will be on the highways. Hallelujah, Lord, let your divine protection be upon them. Let the angels of the Lord go before them. Prepare the way that they ever see journey to and fro. Dispatch ministering angels to minister. Dispatch archangels as they position themselves to fight our battles. But the battle is not ours, and the battle is the Lord. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When the enemy comes in like a flood, thank you for lifting up a standard. Touch each and every one that is in the hospital, nursing home, on that bed of affliction. We come against every sickness, disease, and infirmity right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. We stand on your word that says in Isaiah 53:1, hallelujah, who have believed our report. We believe that your report is absolute truth. Isaiah 53:5 says, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And Father, we just claim healing. We claim prosperity. We claim, hallelujah, Lord, your divine protection over us. Have mercy upon this United States of America that we are living in. Have mercy, Lord. Let us stand on your word according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Says that if my people would just call for my name, would just humble themselves, turn from their pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, this nation that we are living in needs healing. We need a spiritual awakening, a shaking going on from the White House all the way to our house, even in the church house. Let us all return to the foot of the cross. Let us all return and repent individually as well as collectively from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim for victory in all areas of our lives. And Father God, I thank you. I praise you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for thy glory. Amen. 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 Well, bless God, this apostle doesn't take both. Just thanking each and every one that tuned in. Thanking each and every one that will be listening to this teaching. Amen. We just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. We just want to actually just continue to pray for us as we keep on keeping on. God has been so good to us in 2019 as we're looking forward to Jesus tearing God's willing, as we look forward to, hallelujah, to watch night service in the year 2020. Hallelujah. We just thank God just to continuously to extend grace and mercy on us and give us the boldness to speak his word, give us the health and strength just to keep on keeping on, that we may be a mouthpiece, that we may be his hands and feet, that we may be used by him. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Just take the time and just reflect on how good God has been to you. God bless you. God keep you. Is our prayer. Everybody have, again, a happy, everybody have a great and safe Christmas Eve and a great and safe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. Until we meet again next Tuesday, hallelujah, at 6 p.m. Also, hallelujah, God's willing, we will have another teaching to bring forth to you. Pray for us and we'll pray for you. Happy holiday season to everybody. Good night.